pleased to welcome to the show right now a great friend and one of the all-time best in the National Football League. He's a former player, a former coach, and now an analyst for ESPN, Herm Edwards, joining us. Hey, Herm, how you doing?
I'm doing well and excited about this year, obviously. When you think about some teams that really have gone to the forefront, unexpected. When you think about the Detroit Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, obviously the Raiders now are challenging for the AFC West. So it's interesting times in the National Football League right now.
It really is, and I do want to get to some of these surprise teams. And another surprise in not-so-good way, your former team as a player, the Eagles, what do you make of their situation right now, Herm?
Well, I just think that, obviously, they're going through some trials and tribulations for a lot of reasons. I think, first of all, offensively, really not intact with their offensive line, and I think that hurts you. Defensively, new system, and at this point, I don't know if the players really fit the system, and that's the problem. So I think they're going to have to look long and hard at that. I know Andy's a smart coach. He has smart coaches on the staff. But they have to do something about that, because if they continue to get run on, very, very difficult to win football games in the National Football League. So they've got a high-powered offense, but even with that being said, they turn the ball over way too many times. And when you do those things and you can't stop the run, you don't tackle well defensively, and you turn the ball over, you're not going to win many football games.
Yeah, and is that, as we're talking 5 weeks into a season, I mean, a lot of things are being kind of cast, I don't want to say set in stone, but things are being pretty well established. Is that fixable at this stage?
Yeah, Vic, it is fixable. All that's fixable. I mean, turnovers are fixable. Tackling is fixable. Gap responsibility is fixable. The thing you can't fix, which they have abundance of, talent. They got a lot of talent. So that's a plus. They've got talent enough to win games. And this is a big game for them, in my opinion, this week going to Washington, because if they can win this football game, now all of a sudden things look a lot better. You're sitting there, with two wins, and now you don't feel as bad. And you're playing a division opponent. So this is a big contest for them this weekend.
Herm, as far as the other big surprise of teams that are struggling, of course, the 0-5 Indianapolis Colts. Now, taking Peyton Manning away from it doesn't make it a surprise, but just the notion that they're struggling like that organization, we just never see it from them. How do you see them coping?
Well, I think the players have to do that within. Obviously, losing Peyton Manning, we all see now that's a big loss, bigger loss than anyone anticipated. But here again, it's on the players now. There's nothing you can do. Peyton Manning's not coming back. So you have to play football games and try to win football games. And they played pretty well the first half of last week's game, really, the week prior to that, even against the Bucs. But just can't find a way to finish. And the onus now goes on their defense. Now, they're wounded defensively. That's what hurts, too, when you lose players out of your secondary and lose a couple linebackers. That doesn't help you. So they're a little bit wounded. They got to find a way to generate some points in the second half of football games. Last week, they were very good in the first half, and then they kind of lost their emotion. The Chiefs came back and were able to win a game on the road.
There was talk in Dallas of the Cowboys now using like real simulation of game situation, Jason Garrett incorporating that in his practices, helping, I guess, to overcome or prevent what it took place the last time they played against Detroit, blowing that big lead, and that this might be a helpful thing. Again, speaking as a former coach, are there ways that you can really practice game situations enough to where you straighten this stuff out once the game is played?
Well, yeah, and I think the game in Detroit, we want to put all this on Tony Romo, but really that's a game that the head ball coach, I mean, he has to take control of that football game and realize that in every game, there's about 12 possessions. You have 6 possessions in the second half, and basically you have to be in the mode at that point in time. It's really about clock, and it's really about managing the clock and playing football offensively in this sense. It's really not being in the drop-back mode. I mean, if you're going to throw the football, it has to be out of a play-action situation. And really run the football, protect your defense some, because you're talking about an offense in the Detroit Lions that is very explosive. They have shown the ability to come back in the halftime. So, you can practice all that stuff, and it's great. You can put players in situations that's great because they got to make decisions with the ball. But also, you as a head coach, you have to make decisions too and really take some of that out of the player's hand and put it in your hand as a coach and call the game a different way. And for me, that game was more on not just Tony Romo, but more on decisions that they made as a staff to continue to try to throw the ball and up the lead. And I understand up and lead, but when you're leading like that, you can still up the lead. But at that point in time, it's about making first downs, controlling the clock, allowing Detroit Lions and not have the possession so they can score points.
ESPN's Herm Edwards joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Another of your former teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, looked like there was maybe a moment on the sideline, an epiphany, whatever we want to call it, where Matt Castle and the head coach, Todd Haley, got into it, and then from then on it seemed like things improved from the standpoint of Castle's performance. I know you can't attribute everything to just one moment or one heat-of-the-battle situation, but there's some hot-tempered people, and you're known to have a little bit of emotion and temper on the sideline yourself, Herm, but how do you judge that situation?
Well, I just judge it's in-house, and I think those things happen all the time, you know, and there's so many cameras now on coaches on the sideline. Anything you say or do, whether you twinkle your nose a certain way, they get it and say, well, what do you mean by that? You know, so I just think that's part of the process. But I think when you think about the Chiefs, you know, they still have enough talent on offense. Dwayne Bowe's a fine receiver. Matt Castle's a good quarterback. They have some players, Preston. You know, their offensive line is still intact for the most part. They've lost Ryan Waters. But here again, they showed what they're made of the last 2 weeks. You know, they've dug themselves out of this hole. Their defense can will need to improve some, obviously, but offensively now they've been able to make some plays in the passing game.
And you were starting this off by talking about some of these many surprise and dynamic stories that have really made this a nice start to the season. The Detroit Lions, how impressive are they?
Oh, they're very impressive, no doubt about it. And I just think the way they go about doing things, especially with their offense. I think their offense kind of generates their whole football team, and they've got explosive players with Bez, obviously Johnson, Pettigrew, the tight end. So they've got a lot of weapons over there, young receiver. They drafted Nate Burleson, so then the quarterback's playing well. And it goes to show you, you know, they make some good decisions on drafting players. They hit on a lot of first-round draft choices, and these guys are playing good on the other side of the ball. Dominique Sue, Andrew Bosch, I mean, Fairley is obviously going to get back in the mix. So defensively, you know, they've got a good front. They've got holes too, though. I mean, the back end of their secondary is okay. They still struggle at times versus a run, but they play it with a lot of confidence. They haven't lost. I think this is, what, 9 in a row when we went back in the last year for them. So it's good for those guys.
So you're buying. You're buying on them.
Oh, yeah. In the beginning, and during the season, I said, you better look out for these guys. You know, I anticipated these guys going this worst-case scenario at home, 6-2, 7-1, and getting into the playoffs. So, you know, they're going to be sitting there. I mean, you're going to have to deal with them. I mean, you think about what they did last year. And everyone lost sight of this. The last four games they won, they beat Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Minnesota, those last four games. And, you know, and they play well at home, and now they've gone on the road and won some games. So, yeah, they're sitting pretty.
You're buying Buffalo at 4-1?
Yeah, I'm buying them. I'm buying them in this sense. They can score. Now, as this thing continues to go, as the season progresses and gets a little longer, they're going to have to eventually stop some people too, though. I mean, because you can't always outscore people, you know, and they've done it. But eventually you got to stop people. They can score points. I like their offense. I like, obviously, Chan Gailey, who's done a great job there, a good friend of mine. And I like their success. But defensively, they're going to have to play better toward the end. And they're going to have to get better by week 8 defensively. If they can do that, you know, they got a chance to make a playoff run right now. When you look at that division, obviously the strongest team in that division is New England. The Jets are still there. They can play good enough defense if their offense gets going, so you can't count them out yet. But I like Buffalo.
I was going to – you anticipated my next question. I was going to ask you about the Jets and just the makeup of that division. Obviously, a lot of people in New York, you might have had an experience or two with that media market there as the Jets coach, are ready to kind of really blast this thing, write this thing off, and put a lot of heat on Rex Ryan and company, who bring a lot of heat to themselves. But what do you make of the Jets' ability to get out of this hole that they've created?
Well, it's not that deep of a hole. I mean, there's been deep holes in that. So I think they've got good enough players where they can get themselves out of it. They just have to play consistently and get back to running the ball some and really play better defense. I mean, that's how they're built. They're built to play defense. Right now, their defense is struggling at times, so that's not any good. But I think, you know, they got good enough players. They've won enough games. This is a winning football team. These guys know how to win games, so it's not like they can't win games.
Herman, everyone in our audience wants to always have that outside perspective on the Browns to hear what people from the outside think. What's your take on this team?
Well, I love the quarterback. I think that he's in the right system, has the right people coaching him, and they got to build on him. I mean, and they can create, give him more weapons. I know they've been a little bit hurt now with their offensive line, obviously losing the center. Is he back this week? Or?
Well, that's the thing. He's coming off an appendectomy, so we'll see. And Joe Hayden, the corner, is hurt too. So we'll question marks on both those guys.
But even with that being said, I think these guys have a different mindset of how they're playing football. And they got a quarterback that I think that has a future there, and the system they're running. They just have to build it now, and I think they'll be able to do that. So I like the way they're playing. I mean, they might not win as many games as they would like to, but here again, they're very competitive. The quarterback's going to continue to get better, so I like the way they're headed.
Herm, I truly appreciate your time, and great stuff as always.
Thank you, my friend.
ESPN's Herman Edwards joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.